I hope you've had a chance to already listen to it or watch it on YouTube. Of course, you know what we're talking about. Daryl Ryder and I have you covered. We're going to track the season episode by episode. Good, bad, ugly, everything in between on our podcast. It's always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game drops after every game. We did it last night, and it was not a fun one to do. Subscribe to the podcast now, but it'll be fun for you to listen to. Subscribe to the podcast now at 92.3thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast, sponsored locally by our good friends at Smiley One and Bryant. Yep, Smiley One and Bryant. Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
That's Baskin. I'm Phelps. We're here on The Fan. It's a Browns Therapy Monday.
Were you making fun of me, or were you just laughing about something?
No, it wasn't you.
Okay.
Easy, easy, Mr. Sensitivity.
I'm very sensitive today.
I don't want to say what it was, though. We get a lot of fun calls on the post-game show.
Oh, you do? Oh, so this is what you're talking about. Okay.
Jim called from Strongsville yesterday on the post-game show.
Oh, Jim.
I told Andy about your call and laughed. I said it was a great call. And now here you are again.
Jim said, was it about the haircut or was it?
It was about the haircut.
Yeah, you got the Phelps cut,
was,
huh?
It was funny. He said he got the Phelps cut when he went to get a haircut and he wasn't very happy.
So you got nothing left up there, huh?
I got plenty on the sides and in the back, Jim.
You keep telling yourself that,
I got plenty on the sides. I got nothing in the front.
You have nothing up front there.
That's a professional cut.
There you go.
Okay, a professional
cut. It's a fine haircut.
All right, talk Browns.
Jim, have you ever thought about just letting it go on? Sorry, Jim, I know you're holding there. Have you ever thought about just shaving the rest of it off or no? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
No.
Has anyone ever said, hey, why don't we see what this looks like if we...
No, I know what it looks like.
Oh, have you done it before or no?
Daddy Warbucks for Manny. That's what you look like. You look like Telly Savalas.
Well, it's the Van
Gundy. Who loves you, baby? We do. Let's see what it looks like. Just go for it once.
I will if you will.
I would do it in a minute. I almost did it a couple weeks ago.
You want to shave your head, Jim?
Not completely bald.
You want to shave your head completely bald? I will do it. Just to see you do it.
I don't know if
go
I can
ahead,
do
Jim.
It. I don't think
this
I can
is
do
a charity. This is a charity opportunity here.
I would do it for charity. I would in a minute. I would for Life Bank or Cystic Fibrosis. I would do it Foundation. I would do it.
Go, Jim.
So listen, Jeff. A lot of it's the same as last night, but I think this organization, from the coach to the front office, is so desperate. To prove that this Deshaun Watson deal was a good deal and worthwhile to do, that they are sacrificing games to do so. I know you guys, look, it's the quarterback. Yes, the line wasn't great. And I know you guys, you hear the boos on the, I don't know if you guys were in the stadium watching, you hear the boos.
I was there.
Oh, the fans are just whatever. Andy, you had the bird's eye view then. There were guys open. They weren't open long. They weren't open, whatever. That's why they were booing, because Deshaun Watson has zero feel. There is no feel for life.
I got to tell you, there were a lot of times that line collapsed really, really fast. Like, if you were, there's just, most quarterbacks couldn't have pulled anything off in that. Much as I want to rip Deshaun, I can't. I just, there were too many other things that happened yesterday that, and there are parts of me that thought Deshaun maybe played a little bit better at times than we've seen.
Jim, did you hear the numbers I gave out at the beginning of the show early on about passing?
Yeah.
That backs up your point completely. You don't do it but why are you doing it? And Jim, you might have the perfect reason why you're trying to do it. You're trying to validate the whole thing.
They're quadrupling down on their bad. Like, I would have more respect for either one of them. More respect to say, hey, you know what? I brought the Steelers up yesterday. The Steelers don't care what they have to do to win. It might be the ugliest games you've ever watched, but guess what? They're 3-0.
Yep.
And that's what I want to see. I don't want to sacrifice regular season games for some long-term pride or some long-term win. I don't think the NFL works that way.
They carried the ball 7 times in the first half for 7 yards. And in the second half, they went to it a little bit more. 11 carries, they had 62 yards.
I hear the kids are wearing the Phelps these days. I'll talk to you later, boys.
That's fabulous.
It's true. I've heard that, too.
You know who's wearing the Phelps? Anybody? Who? Not by choice. Jerry's in St. Louis. Hello, Jerry.
Gary, but that's all right. How you doing, guys?
Sorry, Gary.
Gary.
No worries. Okay. Hey. You know, I'm disappointed in yesterday. For me, the jury is still out on Deshaun Watson, but that's not where I want to go. There is something that really stood out. So, a great performance by the team, and that was the end zone celebration after the interception that was called back for penalty. They need to do that every day. Well, darn time. Anyhow, that's all I got, guys.
All right, Jerry, thank you. Andy's not happy about that. All I'll say about it is this. Everybody complained when the NFL didn't allow celebrations. You're not letting players be themselves and express something in a very emotional game. You want them to go nuts and not celebrate and everything else. Then they lightened up on that, and now we have all these choreographed celebrations. Only thing I'll say, better make sure the penalty's not on you before you celebrate. How's that?
I mean, it's not every day you get a touching the passer call. That was a horrible call. The celebration drove me crazy because of the flag and because I at first when I saw it, because I couldn't see the whole play from where I was sitting, I thought that they had returned the interception for a touchdown, the way they were celebrating in the end zone, right?
Yeah, I know.
So I'm watching, I'm like, oh no. And then I saw the replay of the roughing the passer, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Instead of working on a choreographed celebration, perhaps they should have watched more Malik Nabers tape.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Between that and the play at the end of the game, if they just would have had a timeout, they probably might have had the first down, too, on that. I at least asked for a new spot, because the spot of the ball late in that fourth quarter drive, that was brutal, too. I don't know. Maybe they just – I don't know. I can't blame the referees. We looked horrible yesterday. So.
Steven is in Lyndhurst. Steven, welcome to the show.
Steven!
Hey, gentlemen. Listen, Browns fans, if you're okay with not winning AFC titles and not going to any AFC championship games and just winning 10, 11 games a year, Kevin Stefanski is your guy. Okay? He's your guy. Now, yesterday, he got out-coached by one of the worst coaches, maybe the worst coach in the NFL. And it's unacceptable.
Daboll's former coach of the year.
Kevin Stefanski's problem is, I played this game. He has a tremendous ego. That's why he will not give up the play calling. And I'm going to say this, and y'all going to probably criticize me for saying this, but it needs to be said. I don't think he cared for Deshaun Watson. I'm going to tell you why. Deshaun Watson was under so much rapid fire in that game, 95% of the time he was letting him throw the football, and he was taking an outright beating, a beating to the point where I honestly felt that he was going to seriously re-injure that surgically repaired shoulder again. And you did not commit yourself to the run, because anybody who plays organized sports knows you got to at least attempt to run the ball to set up the play-action pass to throw the ball downfield. I just feel like Kevin Stefanski is not the head coach to take this team where it needs to go. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Steve.
Steve, I had a question for him. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. No worry.
Steven, thank you. This team isn't passing the ball well, and they're passing it like crazy, and they run the ball fairly well, and they're not running it very much. I don't get that. I don't get it. And again, I think Kevin's actually a good play caller. I know that's not a popular thought these days either.
2 weeks in a row, the first drive has scored a touchdown.
And he's laughing. He thinks he's funny.
17 plays.
It was pretty funny. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, I guess we do. Chuck is in Shaker. Hello, Chuck.
Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
Yeah, Jeff, you brought up a good point about, you know, the Browns being a running team. And this is why I want to just say I got two quick points.
Embrace it, Chuck? Embrace it.
Yeah, right. But the thing is that goes to show you that we didn't really need Jerry Jeudy. Because, you know, it seems like Cooper's coming around now, and we had Tillman. I mean, you got to develop those guys some kind of way. Bell, I know he got hurt. But still, you know, you could have went out and got a running back. You could have kept Kareem Hunt. You know, I see the Chiefs sign him, and I'm just waiting. When he comes, when we face the Chiefs, I'm pretty sure they're going to let him loose on our defense. And then the second point I wanted to make is that Ted Brissett call. I mean, after 2 weeks, look like they would know that teams have watched films on that. So, I mean, that was just a dead giveaway. I knew that wasn't going to work. I mean, he keeps going to the well once too often, and that was not going to work. You know, I mean, you know, people get tired of just seeing the same thing, and the teams just say, "Hey, we know what this is about. He's going to take the ball." You know, So that, I don't know why he keeps doing plays like that. I mean, you know, that's all.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much.
Just help me understand. He said that Brissett called me and Jameis Winston on 4th and 1.
I think that's what
I'm that's how I'm understanding
okay,
it.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay.
Jacoby was good at that.
He was excellent.
Jameis is good at that.
And actually, you know what? Jacoby earned the right to have that play named after him.
Isn't it weird? I thought it was a little weird that you brought Jameis in on 3rd down for that. And you went for it on 3rd and 1 with that. And then you went for it on 4th and 1, but brought Deshaun back into the game.
I'm not crazy. He was in the shotgun on that play, too, wasn't he?
I don't know.
On that 4th and 1, I think he was in the shotgun. Because I remember saying to myself, wait, they only have to go, and now we're making
it longer. And Deshaun was short. Now, Giants didn't score off of that. But it was weird, because in the 4th quarter, you had opportunities down by a touchdown. And Jerome Ford fumbled. Then you had that 4th down at the 4:03 mark on the clock, 4th and 1, after Jameis didn't get it on 3rd and 1. And then a 4th and 5 at 2:28 to go. On the drop by Cedric Tillman. It was weird. Wayne's in Cleveland. Wayne?
Hey, good morning, Jeff and Andy.
Hey, hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing all right. Yeah, I just got a couple things. I wanted to bring up, do you guys think, man, that they cleaned too much house? Actually, they cleaned up everything with the offensive coordinator. And we know the offensive lineman coach left, and then your running back coach, all that's gone, you know? And I just think it was just too much all at one time.
And, I don't know.
To bring Dorsey on, you know, and whoever else, you know, it's just they're not in tune with one another. When you had – how long Pep was here? He was here for some years, wasn't he? Like 6, 7 years, something like that.
I don't know. It was that long, was it? Was Alex here that long?
Van Pelt?
Yeah.
The whole time Stefanski was here.
4 years? Yeah.
4 years, yeah.
Well, you got to call him AVP. That's how we roll around here. That's why we got confused every second. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Every press conference, AVP said, okay.
Nicknames are great.
And one more thing I need to ask you guys.
Yeah, sure.
When the Giants got the last touchdown in the first half, all right, what did that – was that a turnover or was off downs? When they got that ball back, because that was the turn event of the game, to whereas they should never got a score, you know, coming towards the half.
No, that wasn't good. And Wayne, thank you very much. It was weird that they scored that late in the game, or that late in the half, wasn't it? Andy?
It was just
and the Browns fumbled it.
Yeah, it was just goofy.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, we just gave them points.